over the hill, but still feel like a baller? Welcome home, friends. Join the guys as they bring you the most entertaining stream of consciousness you can imagine. Grab a drink and stay off the f***ing lawn. This is the Old Man League.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Old Man League podcast. We are on episode 29, one away from the big 3-0, and it's the usual crew here tonight. Sounds a little different because I am Johnny Hustler, and I am the one who apparently gets to host to at least start us off tonight. So I am here to say hi and introduce you to the rest of the guys, and we're going to do the usual, what you drinking, what you playing. Let's start around the horn. Jammer, how are you doing tonight? What you drinking, what you playing?
Well, I think you just kind of just decided to take over or something. There was like a hostile takeover tonight with the hosting.
Rab was ready
to speak, and then you just all of a sudden said, well, fuck it, I'm the host. I'm going.
Yeah, we're guests now, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's nice to be a guest now.
I come bearing many Nerf guns.
Thank you for inviting me to your show, John. I appreciate it. I'm doing great, but I'm old, and I'm not drinking. I'm drinking like iced tea. So it's like, you know, I mean, yes, I have a beer, a jalapeno beer. from Nebraska. I love them. Is that good? Playing, well, we've been playing, which we'll talk about later, some Valheim and a lot of Sea of Thieves. And I started doing some GTA RP again, been getting back into that with my various idiotic characters. So that's been going. It's been going pretty good. And I would like to say from the last show, with our discussion about the drink that you were drinking last week, apparently I learned there are people squirting all across the nation.
Wow. just a reminder, this is for 18 and over. with that. But good info, Jammer. So, and around the horn again, and it is Rab. Rab, how you doing tonight? What you drinking and what you playing?
I am good. I am drinking. I'm actually drinking a beer, and you can see it on our camera. It's a it's an IPA, which I don't love, but this one's actually pretty good. It's called Tightrope Walking from Mumford Brewing. It's not super heavy, kind of fruity. It's pretty good. On the John scale, it's okay.
So, and an IPA, it's more, because a lot of IPAs to me, I don't like eating my beer.
Yeah, this one's definitely not that, and it's not overly hoppy, because I hate too much hoppiness, like the bitterness, I don't like that. This one's more more fruit forward, I would say, and just kind of refreshing.
What kind of fruit?
It's like orange, grapefruit, Jesus, there's another one that's supposed to be in here, but I mostly taste the orange and grapefruit.
So it was like they were walking by, there was a truck open on the back, there was some orange and grapefruit on there, and they're like, yeah, we'll throw this in the beer.
That looks good.
That looks good. We'll take that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's just okay. So what am I playing? That's complicated because we tend to jump around quite a bit. I've been playing a good amount of Sea of Thieves. I took a little bit of a break from Valheim, but I've decided that I'm probably going to, I don't know, I have to make up my mind and start playing a shooter again. I'm kind of, I don't know. I'm leaning whether I'm going to go back to Battlefront 2, depending on who's playing it. I might continue my solo quest on Rogue Company. I'm not really sure. Did that sound as sad as it did for me to say it? Because it felt... That felt awful to say in general.
It kind of was like Eeyore-like in a sense. Like, yes, I'm going to choose a shooter.
Yeah.
But no, Battlefront 2 is a lot of fun. I've never played the other one, so I can't really speak to that. Neither of those games, though, have anybody that would be watching the stairs for you while your back is turned and anybody's sneaking up them to then take swords out and slice you to death or anything, right? In either of those games?
No, they don't, luckily. Okay. But now that you mention that, I've been itching to play a battle royale with you guys again. So
my back is still hurting from the last time Johnny was watching it.
There was some betrayal, and some could even call it like treachery, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I know. Still hurting from that.
Yeah.
Just shooters. I don't know.
That's to be the right one.
Struggle. Yeah, I don't know. It's like Battlefront's a good one for me because
Yeah.
I just feel like it's fun. I don't feel as stressed, I think, as I do like in Call of Duty or whatever.
Well, let's do it sometime. I'm always down. I don't know. I'm just, it's one of those things that I think it's the time of year. I just get the itch to play different things, and I'm kind of feeling shooters right now. Not Call of Duty, yeah. though.
And, you know, spring is really kind of one of those, it is that time of year where there's not a lot, and really anything that was, you know, a lot of stuff was pushed from fall to spring, but now it's pushed mm-hmm. again. So, you know, we're really, there's not a lot of new stuff except for Valheim. So, Jammer, yeah.
I was really interested where you're going with that, because I thought he was like, yeah, spring is kind of the time of year where you just feel like you want to just shoot a bunch of people in a video game.
You know.
No. As for me, I'm, yeah. I got water tonight. I'm just, I am, my voice is kind of, so I'm sticking to some ice water just to get through.
Aren't we happening?
Yes, we are. We are happening like crazy. Gaming wise, Sea of Thieves. We did quite a bit of Sea of Thieves lately. That's been a blast. All the cool, you know, been getting the drops on Twitch for the most part. I missed a few, but I got most of them. Valheim. I'm working on a little bit of roleplay return, but it's, you know, it's going to be an occasional thing. I'm not going to burn myself out this time like I did last. Plus, let's face it, that Myron voice is hard to do. That gravelly shit.
What is the Myron voice? I'm not sure I'm familiar with it.
Oh, the Myron voice?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, how's everybody doing? You know, how are you?
Yeah. Just feed them donuts. That's all you got to do to Myron. Yeah.
Mm. And it's, you know, I mean, it's not an easy voice to pull off.
I mean, especially now that you're a show host, you know, now you have to save your voice.
I got to protect the pipes.
I mean, we're just guests. We can do whatever we want to. Apparently, we're optional. But...
Oh, for God's sake.
It's very common in role play for somebody to create a character and start doing a voice, and then they recognize that now they have to do that voice anytime they play the character. I mean, Digital did that with Lacey. Our friend Ginger had, what the hell was the name of that character? I don't even remember now. It was like a lispy type of nerdy type of kid, because you know those nerds. And and that voice was killing her, so...
Yeah, because she had a funny, she had a weird inflection on that voice too. That was, she had that weird mush mouth type of thing going on with it. And it was, that was killing her too. Yeah, so
that's always a mistake.
Yeah, I did figure out a way, but I'm going to have to get back into it enough to figure out exactly how I did it to kind of ease it up a little bit. But anyway, so that's what I've been playing. I'm going to be, you know, my thought is I'm sticking with Sea of Thieves quite a bit. Mm-hmm. That's just been a blast.
So fun.
Oh my God. The things that happen in that game are just amazing.
I will say with that Johnny's character, for anybody who hasn't watched any of our streams, it, you know, I looked one time, it looked like Ethel Merman. And speaking so now we have Ethel Merman. Digital and I played, I think, on Friday night, and then Digital and I played on Saturday night. And I have to admit, though we got a lot accomplished, and actually Digital and I did really well on Saturday night, it's not the same without Ethel her big boobs spinning around the anchor and everything to lift it up for us and singing.
Yeah. Well, and
y'all
and,
miss me.
And see, just like that, like Ethel has this uncanny knack for when there's a song opportunity, she belts it out.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it worth it.
And that's what makes it tough, because I've got to blare the voice for that one. It's just
You don't say.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
You know, I did think of something else I was playing. That's probably completely unfamiliar to some of you. Is PGA 2K21. I've been continuing in the Old Man League.
Oh, what's that?
I got injured when I was playing it.
I think this is the last week. Actually, I think this was the finals.
Yeah, week one went on the injury list, out for the season.
Well, let's think about it in the Jammerland. Let's go back to the Eeyore tales.
Yeah.
I'll go play golf. Okay. And then I play and I'm like, oh shit, I got a -4. Yes. And then 3 days later, -22, -20, -19. Hey Jammer, how is it all the way down there? where the sucky scores are. How do you feel down there?
You know what though, friend? At least you played.
I did play some.
Right, yeah.
Well, here we go.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, He didn't play last week.
Compliment with Ethel, and then you, then you do that to me.
I mean, listen, you got the host thing going for you. You can't get too big of a head here.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, where do you find us? You might ask. Well, find us on Twitter at the Old Man League to know when we're going live. You know, we tweet all the time. That bot has been busy, by the way.
Oh yeah,
that AI bot has been busy.
Yeah, I think there's some sludge in its programming, though. It's slowed down a little bit. It's almost like sometimes the bot gets busy doing other things and can't really focus as much. So, might have to do some programming.
It's the weirdest thing. It's like Facebook. When I talk to you guys about something, all of a sudden that bot's tweeting about it.
That is weird.
Yeah. It's odd.
Well, it's programmed into the Gilded community that we have.
Oh, maybe that's it.
It's self-aware. it makes sense.
Yeah, I guess it does. You can also call or text us at 720-443-3674. That is 720-443-3674. And I believe we have a voicemail later tonight, don't we, Rab?
Not a voicemail. We got a text, though.
Yes,
because we have a text. Oh, text.
Yeah, it's a text. Yeah, you can text that line. Absolutely.
Yeah, if I don't want to be your voice.
I think that's first text since I've been part of the show.
It's the first text in a long time. And this person, I don't want to ruin it. Because that's no.
Oh, don't ruin it.
This person likes to text, so it's fun. Sometimes they send pictures, which it's scary that you can do that. But you know, I'll just leave it at that.
Well, it's not scary for me. You're the one looking at them.
So that's believe me. If I get a picture, you guys are going to get it too.
Oh,
never mind. Ooh. Don't text.
Perks. The perks. Don't forget, we have an Extra Life team, the Old Man League, extra-life.org/team/the Old Man League, where we are raising money for Children's Miracle Network for our children's hospitals. We have new team members that are helping out through their, you know, Braxis Axis with his Divinity campaign. Nanners is going to be donating with some artwork or some art stuff that she's selling, and she's going to be donating.
She actually joined. I encouraged her.
She did.
Yeah, I was like, why? You know, let's cut the middleman out. Just join the team, and then you can do your thing.
Exactly. By the way, on that note, just because we're called the Old Man League, that doesn't mean we're just for old men. We are for everybody. You're older. You like gaming, sports, knitting, beer, food. We have the place for you here at the Old Man League.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Yeah, we all love the movie Funny Farm, right? Chevy Chase.
Yes.
Right? Do you know the scene, you know, when they're looking at the house to sell and all, and he's like, cue the deer. Right? Did you just do the same thing? Because for Grab and I, as soon as he's talking about Extra Life and about the kids, his kid walked behind him and then behind again. And like, it was like, cue the kid.
Nope. That was, you know what? Happiest damn accident there.
Oh, there it is again. She heard me say, cue the kid. She goes, oh crap, it's my turn again.
It's like his house
is. And this time she even had the cat that was licking its butt in the Extra Life video.
Perfect. It's like your house is run by Google, for God's sake.
Yeah, no shit.
Do you think about
taking over?
Well, what happens if you say the word full fries? Do they manifest for you, or is it just...
No, we still have McDonald's, so no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Also, don't forget the Xbox Club, the Old Man League. It is called the Old Man League. That's a slight change from last show.
It is.
Old Man League also has a PlayStation community, also called the Old Man League.
Did you ever think that maybe you could be like, we have a PlayStation, Xbox, and Steam group, and they're all called the Old Man League? Or would you like to just drag this out for 15 minutes?
I'm seeing how long I can go.
Okay.
And by the way, Steam group, same name.
Is the Twitch one different? What about Twitch? Do we have Twitch?
Well, no spaces. Twitch is slightly different, no spaces. It's the Old Man League, all one word.
Mm.
But that's our twitch.tv address.
We mix it up.
And don't forget, Gilded is our new home. Rab, why don't you talk about some of the changes made here with Gilded of late?
I will. And before I jump into that, I want to say one thing, is that we had this influx of new members over the weekend, which is completely awesome. So welcome everybody. But I want everybody that's new to the community, hopefully you're listening, I added the PlayStation community plug in this show just for you, because I think you just quadrupled the number of PlayStation players that we had. I think a lot of us own PS4s, but we aren't necessarily active on them. But I'm going to make a conscious effort to change that a little bit on my end. So anyway, I added the community part just for you guys.
Or are you testing them to see if they listen to the cast now that they joined?
Both of those things.
Okay.
Absolutely. So you know what? If you guys heard this, I want you to make a comment. anyway. So yes, I've actually had a lot of fun with Gilded lately. They've added quite a few features. I'm going to talk about a couple different ones. We actually just hit our 50th member this last weekend, which I know doesn't sound like a lot, but that's, to me, that's pretty freaking exciting. You know what I mean?
Well, and considering how long we have been on Gilded, we've been on Gilded for what, 2 months?
Yeah, maybe, right?
I don't even know if it's that long.
I think it was mid-January, honestly, wasn't it? Something like that?
Yeah.
Early to mid-January. You might be right, yeah.
Yeah. So I'd say we're rocking and rolling.
So under 2 months, 50 members already, and it's a newer platform.
It's a new platform? Yeah.
And there's still a lot of people on the old one.
There are. And
like users, not necessarily our people, but users in general. It's still a lot more use the other platforms still.
Well, and it was a risk. We knew, you know, we knew that we probably were not going to have everybody follow us over, but I'd say most of the active people did. So
yeah, I don't even mean in our community. I mean the user base
in general
is still, this is still a new platform. So when we consider our growth, considering that a lot of people still use the older platform,
yes,
it's really impressive of our growth that we're, you know, we're catering to so many different people in so many avenues with all our different likes and tastes and kind of being a community for all. So it's great that we've built that much already.
Well, and you know, someone was also making the comment, one of our newer members over the weekend was making the comment that they're, you know, this fledgling platform doesn't have a lot of options for people who are older.
Yep.
You know, for gamers and, you know, people, you know, men and women who are older in game and, you know, like TV and whatnot, you know, there's not a whole lot of options. So we're kind of trailblazing, folks.
That's right. We're pioneers. You could, I think it was Metal Princess, I think, that said that. She had commented that she was looking for an older gamer community, and that's how she found us. So,
I mean, I don't want to stretch forever, but who ever thought? So, like, Rab and I have known each other since 2006, and then John about 2008 or so, right?
Yeah, early 2008, because it was, I didn't get into online gaming till mid-2007.
So if you had told us in our mid to early 30s at the time that one day we would have, there goes the kid in the cat again, that we would have a section for yarn, never would have guessed it.
And that it would become a recruiting point. Not just that we have a section for yarn and crocheting, but it would become a selling point.
Yeah. I mean, that's where we're at. You know what I mean?
It's great, though.
I love it. Take I love that.
Too old to play.
Yeah.
Well, we welcome it's anybody. Old knit.
We welcome anybody. That's right. And I love that. I love because I think we're evolving as a community. You know what I mean? And yes, we're the old man league or whatever, but it's where we cater to people our age. We have a couple even younger people on there, so I think it's fantastic. I've been playing around with the bot a little bit. Not everybody's discovered all the different trigger commands that I've put in there, but we're working on it.
Until yesterday accidentally.
Oh, I was dying when you finally kicked it off. Oh, there's more, buddy. Trust me. There's more. There are more. But what I wanted to mention was this kind of came up because I think it was Lawfully Good Gaming. He was trying to get his Twitch to auto-announce, which we do, and that's sort of a role-based thing. But what I want to encourage people to do is that if you stream, go into your settings, which is the little gear icon next to your name and your icon. Go to connections and link your Twitch channel. And then you can also set it to announce when you go live. And if you do that and you tell us, I will add the streaming role to you. So that in our streaming channel, when you go live, it'll actually just tell everybody. So it's a nice way to, you know, if you're new to the community and you want to get some new viewers or make some new friends or whatever, that's a nice way to do it. Also, go fill out your profiles. So This way you don't have to just keep dishing out your gamer tags or whatever, right? I mean, I think it even auto-populates your YouTube if you link your YouTube channel. But if you go to your name, you know, click on the settings icon again, you can change your profile in there. You can turn the option on to have it show your game status, which is kind of nice because I know it's a little wonky with Guilded. They're still trying to work it out, but in general, it should show next to your name if you're playing something. And I know for me, I use that sometimes. Like, I'll go look to see what you guys are playing before I hop on for the night. So they're definitely making some improvements, but it's heading in the right direction.
That it is, and really like where they're going with it. Like we said, it's a, at least this iteration is a, and you know, their full push is really new. They yep. haven't done a ton of promotion until like what, last 4 or 5 months, I think, as Discord was pushing partners out the door.
Yep, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so speaking of numbers and all that, I just have to throw out a big thank you to the entire community. I know you followed us from one place to another, but we are growing like we've really never grown before. And so far in the month of February, we've already surpassed the highest number we've ever had in a month. And the month still, we still have a week to go. So we're going to smash, you know, our highest number for sure. So
with podcast listens.
With podcast listens, yes. So thank you to everybody listening. Thank you to everybody for sharing. You know, thank you guys. I love the format. I love the direction we're heading. So this is pretty exciting.
It is. And we've really been impressed with the growth. We've really enjoyed the new members that have joined and have got, you know, they've jumped right in the fray. We love that. We love it when new members jump right in, you know, and they're not trying to tell us they're 53 when they're really 14. But
well, I've appreciated just being on here because then I learned about the ice shortage in Nebraska, and I've learned about Squirt, and I'm wondering what else I can. I've learned about slippers with socks. Yeah. I've learned a lot of important, valuable things. So I'm glad that I'm here so I can learn more. I'd like to educate myself.
Yeah, whether you're a hardcore sports fan, a gamer, a beer lover, a D&D nerd, you're all welcome here for sure. So we've proven that with the whole yarn bit, that's for sure.
Yes. Yes. So welcome and thank you for joining and thank you for listening. All right, let's get into some gaming.
Now that John recapped every different group we have, that's about time, I think. That'll be it.
Let's get into gaming. A game kind of snuck up on us. It kind of just popped up out of nowhere a few weeks back, Valheim. And it really took, got some traction with the streaming community. It's a new survival game where you are a Viking who has died and is in Viking purgatory, basically. And, you know, it has a lot of the things like Ark and Conan have. It has building mechanics. It's survival based. Trolls are a pain in the ass.
Oh my God.
Those big old 90 foot bastards. ate them sons of bitches. But we've gotten a server. Krakos first started it. The hosting service he was going through got flaky. So we moved everything over to the server that I've been putting other things on to keep everything going. And we were able to, you know, even after a slight hiccup, get things going with that database and not really lose a beat. Yes.
You know, I'm noticing a theme. So you took over Krakos' server.
He contacted me.
You're the host of this podcast now. What's going on here?
I'm going after Howard Stern. I want to be the king of all media. That's it. I'm taking the crown. No,
I don't even know what to say to that. How often do you leave me speechless? That might have done it.
Well, thank God. Let's go on with the show.
I will say with Valheim, so I really like it. It's definitely built where Conan and everything, you can kind of go off on your own and just play or arc, you know, without needing people. Valheim is not that way. You kind of do need to work together in a sense with the bosses and everything. It's challenging, and the sales have been through the roof. You know, like Conan and stuff and Ark, it's like eventually you get to the point where it's once you're sustaining yourself and it becomes not as challenging. And Valheim, by having the regions and it getting harder and that massive map, there's a continual challenge where, you know, I have to manage my food for my health bar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, instead of that, I'm just growing more vitality. So it's really different that way. Cause like in Conan, or you'll be like, oh, I'm hungry. Well, I got 8,000 pieces of meat right here. You know, no problem. So it's really kind of switched that kind of mindset up a little bit with that style game.
Yeah, it really has. And speaking of sales, they crossed the 3 million mark.
Wow.
Just before the weekend. Early access out of nowhere and 3 million players or 3 million sales. And I think they were breaking Steam concurrent player records sometime last week.
They just sold that game easily for 30 or 40 bucks, let alone 20.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I don't love survival games as much as you guys do, but this one definitely has me. It's I don't know. It's weird because it's like a mix of a couple different games, and it's just chill enough that you can enjoy it without I mean, some parts are grindy, but it doesn't feel too grindy. There, you know, there's a couple things that I really hope they sort of tweak. You know, the dungeons in particular kind of piss me off because some things don't respawn. They don't regenerate. So if, you know, what's that core that you need to make the goddamn furnace and all that? I don't remember the name of it, but there's like a metal you need to make.
Gems or something, yeah.
Yeah, well, if, like, let's say that, you know, John makes the server and then John goes out and gets to all these dungeons before any of us do, we're screwed. You know what I mean? It's not instance based. It's he took them and that's it. So, but it's a blast. I love it. It's a lot of fun. I appreciate you guys having a server.
Yeah. And thanks to Krakos for getting everything set up. I mean, I transferred stuff. He's been the one doing the bulk of the work. He's the one that found that Valheim Plus mod that we just incorporated. You know, I'm doing legwork. That's I'm running into Krakos' direction on a lot of this stuff. So he's been
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. This one's his baby. I'm going to give credit where credit is absolutely due. I'm just doing the legwork now that G Portal gave him fits. So I'm basically his server service is all I am.
What? Well,
there goes that sponsorship with G Portal. Thanks, man. Yeah,
what's the new update or the new patch or mod it is, I guess. What's that all about?
Valheim Plus is the new mod, and what it basically does is allow you to change some things. There's some advanced building capabilities in there. There are it cleans up some of the building. This is kind of so what I'm seeing here is this is kind of what happened with Ark. Ark started out, it was pretty good, and then the modding community got a hold of it and started adding a lot to it and kind of filling in those gaps. One of the things I noticed, the 10-player limit is gone. I currently set it to 20, just in case. I'll be curious to see if we push that, but...
Here's my concern with that, though, is if you don't work together, I think part of that 10-player,
yeah.
And I always want more and more, but it goes back to what Rab said with lack of respawns. That if the player base grows too much, the resources will dry out.
Yeah, that is true. Now there's the other thing. There might be mods coming out that do some of that stuff too. True. There's some different stacking. So like some of the limited stacking in the inventory is going to change. Some of the building stuff, they've loosened up building placement restrictions, which, you know, Ark and Conan had early on. You still can't place near a boss and screw up that spawn or anything like that. But you know, some of the things that make building quirky, and that's usually one of the first things that gets changed when there's quirky building in a survival game. Somebody figures out how to fix it before the
inventory thing. You know, when I wear clothes and they still take up slots in my inventory, that one bothers me.
That's annoying.
Yeah,
and like I can mess with weight. I can mess with stamina. I can, you know, so I've changed around. I've done some minor tweaking to the stamina and stuff. And I went with a few things that were just kind of recommended out of there. And I need to sit down with Krakos sometime and run some of these by him, because I mean, we're both learning this mod, so get his opinion on some of those settings. Yeah. Right now we're just testing it
until you fully take that over too. Yes.
No. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm letting Krakos is making decisions. He's the admin. I'm I run updates. I hit update, and I throw in the mod when he sees a mod that he thinks we should have.
Well, Krakos, thank you, buddy.
Yes. We have faith in you not trying to screw us over.
And so getting away from that, kind of quietly, this quietly happened with not a lot of fanfare and none, I don't think, from Nintendo right off the bat. Zelda turned 35 on the 21st, so yesterday. As at the time of this recording, it was yesterday, Sunday the 21st. Zelda, The Legend of Zelda, turned 35 years old.
That's nuts, so, man.
I'm feeling my age now, thanks.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to my oldest, who she's actually going to be 25 this year, which, yeah. I was talking to her about it yesterday, and I was trying to give her perspective of how weird it is, you know, that I remember getting the game when it came out. And it's honestly probably the game that really hooked me on gaming and really hooked me on, you know, RPG type stuff, things like that. It's the first like big game I ever beat. So Zelda's always kind of had a real kind of, not to sound stupid, but kind of like a special nostalgic sort of grasp on me for sure. Like, it's even now, if you play like the, you know, the you unlocked something tone, it just brings me right back to when I was that age. So I was trying to frame it to her of, you know, imagine this game that, you know, your generation looks back on and you see what you have now. And I was like half your age when this came out, and I was just so freaking excited for this game. It's crazy. It makes me feel old as hell.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I remember playing this with my dad, running through the first game playthrough, and then the new game plus, you know, what they call new game plus now, which was the second more challenging playthrough on that game. And we played it for hours on end. It was just unreal how addictive that game was.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just can't believe that they didn't really make a big deal about it.
No, I saw some random tweet and I'm like, holy shit. And it wasn't even from Nintendo. It was somebody else. And then I went and looked it up and I was like, damn. I mean, I'm still working my way through Breath of the Wild, but I mean, do you guys play any of the current ones or not really your thing?
I played one of the Zeldas, but I don't remember which one, honestly. I think that stage was 35 years ago, so I was 13. I don't think I was really gaming at that point myself. I mean, I had the Atari and the Intellivision when I was a little bit younger, and then I think at that point I was kind of like sportsy and doing that. And I didn't really... Then my brother's a lot younger than I am. So my brother... I started coming back around when my brother got a Nintendo with Mario, but I don't remember him playing that. And I'm trying to think of what age that was. So I think it was a little bit later on. So I didn't get to play Zelda as much as a lot of people that love it, you know, that is a gamer like I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I got into it. I don't think I got Zelda at release. I think I got it like a year or two after.
Well, this is Nebraska. Release.
No, I had a Nintendo at that time. I was just playing. I was doing a lot of sports games.
Zelda, I just figured the delivery first... took a while.
No.
You know, things take a lot longer to ship.
Outbound, no, especially. Yeah.
I was really big into sports games, although, you know, about that time I was starting to get into Dungeons and Dragons, and then a couple years later, I was branching out from just sports games, because that was all, you know, I mean, with the Atari, I got a ton of arcade stuff, you know, I got all the arcade ports. Then, you know, with the NES, I got a lot of the sports games. So that was really one of my first branches outside of Mario, which obviously came with the Nintendo. That was one of my first branches outside of the sporting realm. And that's when I started getting into like platformers and RPG style games and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So It was an interesting game. Now, I have not played a lot. I haven't played the new ones of late. So, yeah. You know, the past few new ones. I played the daylights out of 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Played the crap out of those.
Yeah. Breath of the Wild is fantastic, honestly. It's really good. Yeah.
I think really the first RPG, I just think, I'm sorry to kind of go off, but I'm trying to think it through because I kind of had that phase where I really wasn't a gamer and my inner nerd came out like a little bit later. But I think like Oblivion was like kind of like the first like RPG that I really played. But back to Zelda. That was just me randomly thinking.
No, do you know the first, I don't even know if this is considered to be an RPG. I'd have to look it up. I think it probably is, but my dad had a work computer. It was just a, you know, I don't know, some shitty thing that just ran DOS really. And it was called Heroes Quest, I think. Heroes Quest or Quest for Glory. And then it was called So You Want to Be a Hero. And it was basically an RPG. And I mean, my God, this had to have been, man, I can't even think of when it was, but
I'm trying to remember. Maybe, was that
it might have actually
early one, or was that one of the text based?
It was graphic based, and you know, now that I say it, I almost wonder if it didn't come out after Zelda, because I think that Zelda got me interested in stuff like this, and it's a very kind of like a D&D setting type game. And what's funny about it is they re-released it on Steam, so you can get like the different versions of it. And I bought it, and I plan on going back through it. And I think I saw Tracy playing it at some point too. So,
she was playing something older once on there.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. And I think it came out after Zelda. So I think Zelda was my first RPG, and then that got me interested into things like that.
You know, it'd be great if people for the next show, John, if they called into that number that you have right there, right now, right?
720-443-3674. That's 720-443-3674.
And I love that. I'm just going to start doing that randomly now. Make sure he's always going to be like staring at the screen all the time. Okay, I'm ready. Is he going to say it? Maybe call in and let us know, like, you know, your early RPG memories or your Zelda memories. You know, we'd love to hear about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
I might start streaming some Zelda. Maybe I'll do that.
I should probably pick that up sometime just to see where Zelda's at now. Because like I said, I have not played.
It's been
a long time since I played a Zelda game. Ages.
I mean, you know, it took you 4.5 months to add me on Switch as a friend. So I can imagine it's probably been a while. You know,
probably took me that 4.5 months to turn on my Switch.
Hey, my kid has one. I don't even touch it.
Speaking of old classic names, Blizzard at BlizzCon over the weekend, they had a virtual BlizzCon.
Oh, can I tie to that real quick?
Is this about Metallica?
The Twitch is broadcasting it, and because of DMCA, they cut Metallica.
With some kind of anime music or something?
Fucking yeah, idiots, man. What is wrong with these people?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I mean, good work there, Twitch. I knew one of you guys was going to bring that up, so that's part of why I brought up BlizzCon.
I'm like, oh, Metallica.
You know, it's. I know that we're going to, this is for another show, but we desperately need a competitive service other than Twitch. But anyway.
We do, and we'll be talking about that maybe next show. As early as next show, let's put it that way. Let's not handcuff ourselves totally, but as early as next time, we might be talking about competitors to Twitch.
And it might rhyme with Rimfish.
Hey, John. Well, I don't know what rhymes with Rimfish, but there's many of other times. You talked about handcuffing us to the next episode. There's many a times you told Rab and I that you were going to do something with us, and then it didn't happen. So there's no worries for you. For you now,
true.
Now the line has been drawn.
Yeah.
Apparently, Rab, the line is that he didn't want to hold us to 2 weeks from now having to talk about streaming services. We found the line.
Well, that's fair. Gaming. That's going to happen in 2 weeks. I mean,
yeah.
The next Valheim might drop.
So you can lie to us about like doing something with us tomorrow night, but 2 weeks from now, no, I'm not lying there. That's too far.
So anyway, about classic names, BlizzCon and all that. They announced Diablo 4 is coming. So that is in development. The fourth game in the Diablo series. And then they dropped the remaster of the great Diablo 2, which I'm not exactly sure which one I'm more excited about, honestly.
Yeah, man. I'm in on both, like, without question.
I would have to say, I guess what I would have to say, and I still have that little bitter taste in my mouth about how Diablo 3 first came out and how they messed it up so bad at release. And granted, they made it a lot better, but just how they botched the release of that, I think that still has me a little more excited for the Diablo 2 remaster.
Yeah. I mean, I trust Blizzard, though, honestly, and I think that seeing out of the gate that they're already making it cross-progression is... I mean, I should go on a rant some other episode. Why every single fucking game out there is not cross-platform is beyond me. Like when we grew up, it was... most things were single-player, and then some things had multiplayer. Now, where everything has multiplayer, some things have cross-platform. Well, for shit's sake, we need to get to the point that it doesn't matter where you own the game, you can play with other people. But anyway.
No, you're right. They need to have cross-platform, cross-progression. We're in 2021. The technology is there. The technology has been there for a good 3 years now that they've been willing to admit. It's been there longer. But you're right. There's no excuse for this not to be in place for these. And, you know, that is a very encouraging sign that they are making some great moves there for cross progression and cross platform. And, you know, even some of the cross platforms do not have cross progression, and that drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm. Makes no sense. I don't know. I mean, I played the shit out of Diablo 3 on both PC and Xbox. Did you guys get into it at all or not really?
I never played Diablo 2. So I couldn't compare when everybody else was all upset how it was comparatively. But I love the hack and slash type of loot type of games. I own a ton of them on Steam because Diablo 3 was the first one that I tried like that. And I said, holy crap, this is fun. I just go around and beat the living hell out of thing and collect loot and try and determine what thing's the best thing.
Yep.
So and I played it on Xbox and PC, both of them. So for me, the 2 remaster is going to be cool because I've heard so many people always love 2, and it'll be a brand new experience for me.
Yep. 2 is outstanding.
2 is great.
I mean, you know, and part of 3's problem was that it was competing with itself, basically, or its predecessor. And when you compete with a classic, good luck, even though it's the next game in the series. But then there were problems with it, and there were glitches, and there was, you know, it was buggy, and some of the loot was all screwed up. And, you know, I mean, that's what made it frustrating, because 2 was so good, and then 3 had so many issues out of the gate that they had to fix. It really pissed off someone who played 2. It pissed off those who were just diehards for Diablo 2. I love Diablo 2. I'm looking forward to that remaster. I'll play the shit out of that, too.
I can't wait. I hope they have co-op. Like, I don't remember I don't think the original did it? It wasn't it just straight up? I honestly can't remember because it was that long ago for me, but
no, I don't think it was.
I don't think so.
That was why everybody was looking forward to 3, because 3 would have, 3 was introducing cooperative play.
And co-op in Diablo is fucking fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like I said, they fixed it. But I think that was my first real experience with a game that was badly broken out of the box that they had to fix to recover.
Yeah.
You know, we've had several after, but we've had a ton after.
I must say, several is being a little friendly.
I just got one for Christmas, for Christ's sake. I still can't play Cyberpunk on my original Xbox.
Yeah. That one, well. We've covered that one already. We've covered the issues there and the frustrations and how the
sorry, Reb. That off. No, he's the host. He's moved on. Yeah. He doesn't give a shit about
that's, your no, I'm just, it's fine.
I'm just it's saying okay. This podcast could be 4 hours long if we get back, if we go down that rabbit hole again.
Oh, okay. I'll go find a shooter.
Yeah.
Johnny's like, I'm the host now, Rab, so we're not talking about Cyberpunk. Move on.
No, I was just afraid of a four-hour podcast.
I can't wait for these, though, that's for sure. Like, two, I already thought about pre-ordering it. I'm not sure when it's coming out. I don't even really care because I know I'm going to buy it regardless, so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the question, PC or console? Because I know where I'll get it for sure first, but I'm curious what you would do.
It'll be PC.
I think so.
With my leanings, it's got to be, I'm going PC, especially considering that's where I played Diablo 2.
Well, and truthfully, I think those are games like that, even though they did a really good job about porting it, games like that are just meant to be played on PC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the original PC looter, loot and grind game for me. So that's, I think, and my tendencies have been PC anyway for about the last year or so.
Yeah, me too. Since you guys turned me to that side, that's where I've been.
Good, good.
Let's clarify a little bit. While we were playing on PC, you were the one that started showing us different gaming rigs, asking for our opinion.
Right, because you turned me, so I figured why not go to the people that are trying to, sway me.
We didn't throw links at you and say go buy this.
Okay, no, but if you guys are going to pretend like you didn't tease me about all the fun you were having, then I don't know what to say.
Let's be honest. What sold you on a PC gaming is that in Conan you can't run around naked on Xbox like we could in PC.
That's it. Yep.
There you go.
No helicopters for you on the Xbox. Yeah. now, Jeremy, here's where I realize what my role is in this group, in this friendship. And that is, I am the great enabler.
Mm.
When Rab comes to me asking about PC, he knows I'm going to push him in that direction because I am the great enabler of our group. I am the one who's like, oh, yeah, you need to do this. You need to do that. You know, I'm the one who's,
It's true.
I'll never play with you.
He goes by many names. The great enabler is just one of them.
Yeah.
I am the great enabler in our group. Yes. When somebody wants validation for a decision they're going to make, whether they believe it's right or wrong, they come to me.
Especially
when it comes to technology.
See, you just lied to our audience. Audience, I apologize for this. He just lied. And I'm going to fact check him right now.
Oh, really?
So yesterday, we're recording this on February 22nd on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
During the day, I said, the Elimination Chamber WWE pay-per-views tonight. And you're like, yeah, I'm tired. I'm not going to watch it. Like, if you had started coercing me to watch it together and enabled me, I might have gotten the network again last night. And then I'm streaming and I'm getting a steady ticker. I had a sports ticker on Gilded from Johnny giving me updates of the pay-per-view that he told me he wasn't going to watch.
Well, okay, let's be honest here. If I had not forgotten to cancel my WWE Network subscription after Royal Rumble, I wouldn't have been watching it either. But I forgot, so they charged me the money. I was tired. I just decided to turn on the TV. It's Sunday night. There's nothing else on. I watched it so you didn't have to.
Oh, so you'd be helpful. Okay.
It was not a great card. There were a couple of things that worked in the end, but it was not a great card.
And, on that note, be sure to check out our Gilded, where we have a wrestling channel where you can discuss all these exciting things and be part
of the wrestling fans.
That's right. Be part of Jammer's wrestling feed. Wrestling. His wrestling news feed.
Wrestling.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. You didn't miss a lot, okay? I did you a favor. And to be honest, until I sat down to eat, I had not even turned it on, and I decided, I'll just watch.
Yeah, he tells me he's not going to watch it. And then I'm sitting there, I'm gaming, I'm streaming, and I'm like, all of a sudden I hear, poop. And I'm like, that motherfucker, now he's watching it.
Now, hold on, though.
Limits when it comes to enabling. I'm not that mean.
This was on the weekend, though, right? This was Sunday?
Well, it was Sunday, though.
Okay, so I'm not trying to victim blame here, Jammer, but it's the weekend, and it's Johnny, so...
Yeah, but his weekend is Friday and Saturday. Sunday, sometimes dad comes home on Sunday.
Yeah, but as we've learned today, he's taken over a server. He's now the host of this. Now, apparently, his weekend of ignoring us is extending into a third day.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually surprised to hear from him. But we used to pay-per-views. We used to chat together. That's every 4 weeks. So one out of every 4 weeks, he decided to spend some time with his son. and watch some wrestling. And since he's older, I could say, you know, that I'm the son, since he's older than I am. And, you know, so we get to do that once in a while. And then I'm like, hey, Dad, guess what? The Elimination Chamber's on tonight. And you're like, ah, son, I'm not going to watch it. And then like 4 hours later, he's like, son of a bitch, guess what? I'm watching it. Oh, and you're screaming. Guess you're not joining me.
I was watching your stream, too.
That's true. You were. Thank you.
I was watching your stream, being a good supportive friend were. and keeping you from having to go through the torture that I, well.
My mods, again, I know what my mods
really
are
really pushing a four-hour podcast if you get me ranting about that damn card last night.
All right, then, moving on.
The entire first 30 minutes was a setup for 2 months from
there
now.
There he goes.
Yep.
The next piece here on the agenda here in gaming, we're looking into possibilities for community nights. And what we are going to do here is reach out to the Old Man League community, our listeners, our friends, our community on Gilded. By the way, on Gilded, that is the Old Man League. What would you like to see when it comes to community night suggestions? You know, so I mean, maybe do I put up the number here? 720-443-3674?
Absolutely. I mean, that, yeah.
So I'm just right now wondering, since you've taken over the podcast, you've taken over Craig the server and all, if you're just going to decide what the hell everybody's community night is too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so you can call us, you could text us, you could tweet at us. Where at, John?
At the Old Man League.
Yep. Or you can join us on Gilded and talk about it. But yeah, let's hear some ideas. Like, what would be some fun community night games? It's challenging to say the least, because we have different platforms, but there's a couple games that we could probably figure out. And mind you, we've actually had some successful Call of Duty nights, which, as much as it pisses me off, I would play it if that's what everybody wanted to play. I would play along with you guys. If we had a group that wanted to play Battlefront, we could do that. We could play Among Us. That would be a lot of fun. We could play Jackbox, for God's sake, and have a lot of fun. So I think there's a lot of good ideas out there, but I want to hear from everybody else.
So again, tweet us at the Old Man League, or just message us in Discord. You know, we have a channel for the Old Man League podcast, a chat channel. So that'd be a good spot, or in our gaming channel. Or again, that number, 720-443-3674.
So now you're just showing off. Now he's just showing off.
I was. That one. I was. So let's get into sports. We're not just about gaming. Let's talk about some sports. Football is over. The off season has begun. For some of us fans, that means more than others. There have been a lot of interesting moves. There's still quite a few moves to be made. J.J. Watt is a free agent now. Where does he go? Does Deshaun Watson get traded? Do other quarterbacks get traded? Let's see. Carson Wentz went over to the Colts. For what was that?
A third rounder. Conditional second round next year.
Yeah. That's right. Conditional second round next
year.
That
could become a first, right? Isn't it something like that? Yeah.
Even though the Colts were a pretty solid team this year, I don't know how it becomes a first. Like, if they have to be good or they suck.
I'm going to call it right now. He's going to ball the fuck out there. I think him reuniting with Frank Reich is going to be it. That's a good team, dude. And I don't blame Wentz for, I mean, I know I'm speaking out of turn because you're a Philly guy. I don't think he was the fucking problem. I really don't.
Well, mentally at the end, he was gone.
Yeah, but Peterson gave up, right? Like, don't you think? Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, Jesus, they benched Hurts that one game.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and didn't they say, wasn't there a report that basically Wentz and Peterson hadn't talked for like the last 10 weeks of the season?
So, I don't think, here's the problem. I do think I think like Tannehill, who went, got a new life at the Titans and kind of turned it around. I do think, you know, he was 2 years ago, he was an MVP level player.
He was unbelievable.
You know, so and Hurts is not better than him, in my opinion. I don't think he had the locker room fully, even though they would say they supported him. So I don't know in terms of leadership if the locker room got behind him much.
Mm-hmm.
But they have had for 2 years straight massive injuries on the offensive line that the general manager has not addressed. For 2 years straight, the wide receiver core has been names that I've never heard of before that are being the top receivers, because and the general manager never addressed that, and yet the general manager is still here. So the injuries were 2 years in a row with massive injuries in positions that he needs to be effective. But I do think, even though this pains me, that it was not going to work if to stay in the organization, even with a new head coach. You know, I think it was time. He needed a change of environment. And that city's not easy anyway. And so now that Hurts played and people weren't happy with his performance, he would also have to deal with just in Philly. It is not an easy place. Especially if you're mentally not fully there.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I'm a fan of the kid, right? I think he was a lot of fun to watch. I think the Colts are going to be scary good again next year now, even better. But to me, when this move happened, I think Philly's doing what a lot of teams are doing, which is kind of the trend right now, is that if you can make a run during your quarterback's rookie deal, you can build around him extensively, right? I mean, the Seahawks did it. The Chiefs did it. The Ravens are basically trying to do it. It's kind of the model that's taking shape. I mean, the Cardinals are starting to do it. Houston fucked it up, but it's what teams are trying to do. And it makes me think that that's what they were trying to do. But again, you would know a lot more about that than I would, for sure.
The contract was an albatross, though. I mean, that was a rough contract that they signed for him. So, it pains me. I don't know where we go now with it. But, you know, that contract was just crazy bad in terms of that. And then unload it. It's crazy to me that team just a few years ago won the Super Bowl with that coach and everything, and it just exploded poorly.
It fell apart badly. It's going to be interesting because there's a lot of change of scenery type quarterbacks out there this year. Stafford's a Ram. You got Carson Wentz is a Colt.
Goff.
Jared Goff is a Lion now. Basically, they swapped. Jets are possibly shopping around Darnold. Might be looking at a quarterback in the draft. About the only thing I've heard of late about a quarterback staying is it sounds like Raiders are actually going to hold on to Carr instead of dealing him after getting several calls from the league.
They should keep him. He's a good quarterback.
He is, but, you know, I mean, it's been like 4 years running of trade car rumors, which are stupid.
Yeah.
Carr's not the issue. They're getting a lot more talent around him, and he balled out this year with a lot more talent around him. There's people that need to go in that freaking organization, but it ain't Carr by any means. You know, possibly Watson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be a lot of...
Well, Russell Wilson, his name's floating around there now.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, you know, that sparked more Raiders rumors.
Oh, please, no. Please, God, no. I can't. I cannot.
Hey, one more thing I wanted to say about the Colts that I forgot about. What are they? They were 12-4, right? I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Were they 11-5 or 12-4?
I don't know. It was something like that.
I think they were 11-5.
That's one of the quietest 12-4/11-5 teams I can ever remember.
Because
when you thought about the top teams, like, we're winning all the time, they were never brought up. It was like a quiet, like, 12-4 team.
No, it was. I mean, and, you know, especially considering that wound up being Phillip Rivers' last season, the thing is, you know, Rivers is a mid-level household name in the league. They really don't have other household names. They're kind of, I mean, that was really a, yeah, you're right. It was one of the quietest, compelling, dominant seasons that I think I've ever heard of.
Actually, yeah. I'm curious, Rab, being a Broncos fan, did you like, because his years with the Chargers, Did you like Rivers, or did you hate him because of how he was?
No, it's a good question. I didn't hate him. He annoyed me because he was just, he talked so much shit and he was such a baby. But I will say this, and I think I even said this on one of the earlier podcasts last year. I was completely rooting for the guy in Indy, right? Like, I think San Diego did the right thing, but I was rooting for him. I'm like, you know, let's go. I hope you go out there and ball out. He did actually pretty well. So I wouldn't say I hated him, because he actually seems like he's probably a good dude, you know, off the field. He whines so freaking much. What made me feel better is Vaughn has sacked him so many times that, you know, it didn't bother me that much. I will say this. I think the Rams, I'm a big Stafford believer, right? I've liked that kid, and I know that people make the argument all the time that he put up big numbers because they're always playing from behind or whatever. Stafford is a much better quarterback than Goff, and to me, it's not even close. And they could be scary good again.
I still couldn't believe the price tag.
Oh yeah,
on that deal, because they were sending a first pick.
Yeah,
you know, just with Goff alone. I mean, Goff isn't a terrible quarterback, so the price that the Rams paid was crazy town level for me.
Mm-hmm. Got to take your Goff shot, though. I mean, you know,
Goff could be an interesting change of scenery guy if he didn't wind up in Detroit.
Yes, because you have an average guy that's going to an average team. It's if perfect. That,
I mean, at their best, they're average. You know, they're not. This is not a very good team overall. And he, you know, I mean, and I think they're going to find out, because I'm a big Stafford believer as well. And I think it's just that, you know, everybody's like, well, he's playing from behind. Well, that team stunk.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he still put up numbers without Megatron.
Huge numbers.
And he still put up scary numbers. Yeah, exactly. Without Megatron. Yeah. I mean, come on. You can't. I think this year, I mean, if I'm picking a quarterback in the first round, I am heavily looking at him on a fantasy team.
Yeah.
Just because with those receivers and everything around him, that's going to be insane.
Yep. Versus Goff, who is basically Alex Smith to me anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, they seem like the same guy.
Yeah. You know, serviceable, will not do too many stupid things, but is not going to put the team on his back and take over.
I know Watson's still out there. I want to, poor Digital. I want, what the hell? The Bears have never had a top level quarterback, but that quarterback area for the Bears is just a trash pit. So it's, what are they waiting for?
It's going to be pricey, dude. It's going to be pricey.
It's going to be pricey. And to be brutally honest with that coaching staff, if I'm Watson, I'm saying no.
Yeah.
But they've missed out now. What do they do? I mean, besides Watson, you know, Wentz. Yeah, I know Digital doesn't like Wentz, but Wentz and, I mean, all these, I mean, maybe Darnold. I don't know. It's like, it's just crazy how that franchise traditionally has not had like a top-notch quarterback.
Well,
in like forever.
Part of the problem was, and I got a soft spot for the Bears because I was a huge Walter Payton fan growing up.
Yep.
You know, they're not my team, but I would love to see them do well just because of that. And the problem is, the big problem is they didn't overhaul their front office and coaching staff. In the off season, bad mistake. That should have been done. Because now you got them sitting there trying to stand pat, trying to do this, trying to do that, and they're going to do nothing, and they're going to trot out the same team next year with the same coaching staff, which is going to be the same result. And, you know, there's a lot of talent on that team, and I don't think Trubisky would be a bad quarterback if he had anything that resembled a coaching staff around him.
I agree. I don't think he's
one I can't figure out, yeah.
I don't hate the guy, though. I think he's talented.
I think he's got tools. I think he's got a bunch of idiots coaching him. I just, you know, there is nothing about that coaching staff that screams they got a clue.
Yeah, I agree.
So we'll be obviously covering this for the next several weeks as we get into March and April, April being the draft. This is one of the craziest years for movement.
I don't remember free agency. Because the NFL is not normally a trade type of league.
Mm-mm. they're barely a free agent league.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, so our resident season ticket holder, Mr. Rab,
yes, sir,
may have some news, at least from the Denver front on, I believe you got your season ticket email this year.
Yeah. Well, so we always get like this, you know, your invoice is coming kind of email. And, you know, I'm not going to word for word it, but they very clearly stated in the email that, their intention is to have, you know, fans in the stands next year. And, we were one of the teams that started with, let's see, how did it work? I think we started with some, and then we went to none, and then we had some more, and then it went back to none. And I saw some things on, it might've been Pro Football Talk or something like that, that they were talking about different teams having like a fans there, but at a capacity. And I don't know, it got me thinking, you know, how do you guys feel about that? Like, I realize that we're sort of in this weird flux of the whole pandemic. Like, it feels like it's better, but I'm not sure it's better. And I think that a lot of things are acting like it's going to be better for sure. And I just, if you asked me right now, if I had to bet my life on if we can have all the fans in the stadium next year with no concerns, I don't think I could.
Not all.
No, not all. I would say we should be at diminished capacity, at least the way I see it. We are at this point where we're at this weird, like you said, we're at this weird spot. Things are trending better. However, people are starting to read that as let's, you know, just go back to normal. And I think, you know, we move too quick. We're back, you know, we're three steps back.
Yep.
You know, that's where this is going to be weird. And I don't, you know, and I think, you know, fatigue is hitting everybody, self included. I mean, any, you know, anybody, everybody's getting tired of this. Yeah. And I don't blame them. It's been wearing. I think we're close. I think there will be diminished capacity at least. I think I heard, what did I hear? Some state, I think it was Ohio, talking about 30% capacity for baseball, which would include minor leagues and major leagues. They're talking 30% capacity limits to start out the seasons, which could be feasible. Yeah.
So my thing is this, is let's say that even if it's status quo right now, when football season starts, there's two factors for me that are going to, you know, define whether or not I'll go to any games is A, if they're not going to allow tailgating, I'm probably not going to want to go. And then B, I don't know if they're going to, like this last year, they offered us the opportunity to say, okay, we'll defer what we paid for this season to next season and just completely forego our tickets this year. Right. Well, if we're sort of in the middle of a pandemic at the time, and let's say that, I mean, cause they're projecting that it's going to be months before even the average person can conceivably go get both of their vaccinations or whatever on average, I guess. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, what if I don't feel comfortable going, right? Can the team actually tell me, well, you still have to pay for your tickets this year, even if you're not, you know what I mean? Like, it seems like just a can of worms on their behalf, because how are they going to make people go if people, I mean, who's to say I don't have a condition, right? Or who's to say that my wife doesn't have a condition? And it just seems like a big freaking mess. You know what I mean?
Well, and yeah, unfortunately the NFL is in a power position in a sense, because
yes,
people want to, like, I've been on the Eagles season ticket waiting list for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still on it. It's 20 years of my life. I've not been able to get them, and not that I would take them now, but so the problem is with the NFL is they're so powerful.
Yep.
That it's like, if you're like, nope, I'm not doing it. Well, they're like, okay, well, there's, you know, we got 50,000 more people waiting in line for your tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. and that's kind of, you know, that's what's going to be interesting. Okay, so we don't have a pro team, obviously, but Lincoln has a college team, and they tend to sell out. And that's where it's going to be interesting, because we're in the same spot. You know, if somebody doesn't want to move their tickets to next year, and this state is just damn determined to try to open things way too early, or, you know, what kind of spot are you going to be in as a fan there to either give it up, or, you know, because they're going to say, oh, there's a bunch of people, you know, waiting in line, which, you know, a couple more seasons like we've had, that won't be the case. But, you know, that's what we're kind of facing on a college scale as well, mm-hmm. is what they're going to do there. And like I said, this state, I've heard some rumors they want to open up for the spring game.
Hmm.
Good idea. Yeah. That'll be when I get my bunker ready, because we're going to be the Walking Dead.
Yeah, it just, it's, I don't know, man. When I saw the email, I just kind of shook my head. I'm like, I don't know how we can, I get what they're doing. You know, they're trying to get you amped up or whatever. I understand, but it's just, mm-hmm. I can't say that I looked at it with excitement, like, oh, yay, we got to go to the state. You know, I looked at it like, oh, really? You think we're going to be there? I don't know. I mean, I get that they can't, they have to send a positive message. I understand that, but I don't know.
There is a chance, but, you know, a lot of things have to go right. And let's face it, the last year, not a lot's gone right.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the tailgating part. Like, I mean, I don't have like the big, you know, obviously the big tailgate or anything that you have. And, you know, that's a big part of your day. But even when I've gone to games, I mean, the tailgating before and after the game is sometimes more enjoyable than being in the stadium.
Oh, 100%.
I can enjoy the game sitting at home, but it's being in the parking lot and the environment and the build up to the game out in the lot is what makes the experience. Yep. It's not sitting in the cold in the stadium with a poorer view than you can have on national television.
Right, exactly.
No, the tailgate, the experience, the total experience, and that includes tailgating and post game partying, is the reason to do it, is the reason to go. Otherwise, I mean, sit on my ass on my couch with my 65-inch high-def TV, you know?
This is a hand-to-God truth, and I know we got to move on, but there's been games where I've had such a good time tailgating and other people have had such a good time that I'll just either give my tickets away or sell them to somebody and be like, go ahead, I'm just going to watch the game here in the parking lot.
I've several heard that times. From many times. You're not the only person I've heard that from.
Yes, and it's just fun, and honestly, My pledge to you is that once we get to tailgating again, I promise you I'm going to have some voicemails on our phone number.
That'll be awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. We've gone to Lincoln without tickets.
Yeah.
And I've gone to tailgates. And, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes I get a set of tickets for cheap. Sometimes I don't. I have more fun when I don't.
There's people, I would say every tailgate, we have at least half a dozen people that come just to tailgate with us. And then they go home. Or, and so sometimes if I don't feel like going, I'm like, fuck it, here's my tickets, you know what I mean? And go enjoy the game. And so it's kind of a fun surprise for them, but people just like the experience. But anyway, if we don't have it, it's going to change my game days for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll be talking about that as well, because, you know, this is a fluid situation. You know, who knows where we're going to be in July.
I want to see you segue to the next thing.
From that.
Speaking of experiences.
There you go. You did
it. Yeah, good job. Well done.
Speaking of experiences, we have a new experience here on the Old Man League podcast, and it is where we get suggestions from the Old Man League community for Google search requests. And this came from last week when Jammer decided to search for squirt and didn't put the word soda or pop at the end of that search.
Yeah.
And he got some rather interesting results.
I learned a lot about female anatomy.
And it only took him 48 years.
Yes. Yes. oh, that's so, where it is.
So, Rab, you want to give us what the Google search request
can we get the parameters in here? Because Oh, this does not mean you put like you something and somebody like somebody being eaten alive or anything. Yeah. I mean, well, it could be some type of parameter.
Grab, lay down the ground rules for this for this new experience on the podcast.
Yeah, okay. This might be a dynamic situation, okay? But in general, we asked our community on Gilded, give us something to Google that we can do live with none of us having done it before ever. And I promise you, I haven't looked at this.
I haven't either.
I don't remember exactly what I said, but I basically said, make it something that's not like, you know, it can't be illegal. It can't be like you said, it can't be like, I don't want to say grotesque. It can't be like, you know, Faces of Death type shit. I don't want like, you know, hardcore German porn or some shit. Just, I mean, who knows where we end up, but in general, you know, use your brain. Don't give us something that's going to trigger some watch list and then one of us isn't here for the next show. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
we don't want to go to jail. We don't want to go to hell.
Yeah. Well, okay. I promise you my ticket's punched for one of those places already, but
okay. We don't want a new reason to have to go to hell.
We don't need federal pound me in the ass prison.
Yes.
So Spice Weasel.
We don't want to introduce ourselves to our neighbors.
No.
The next time and tell them why we have to introduce ourselves.
Yeah,
so
So our friend,
I have my own network where I work. That's all I got to say.
Our good friend and ultra DJ Spice Weasel gave us a term. Vampire facial.
I typed it in. I've not hit enter.
I've same here too. I've not hit enter yet. So on the count of three, hit enter, and then let's get some first impressions. I do not have my Google Safe Search on, for the record. I don't.
I'm pretty sure I am
in incognito mode. Right. I did do that.
So on 3, 2, 1, go. What is a vampire facial? Everything to know about. Okay.
Treatment.
So
Kim
none of
Kardashian
this.
Kardashian West regrets like her famous vampire facial.
Yeah, she got one, huh? What is it and why is it so popular?
Yeah.
PRP, platelet rich plasma facial.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So click on. Did you guys use Google?
Yes.
All right. Click on images instead.
Oh, God, no.
Do it.
What? In the world.
Now I understand why it's called a vampire facial.
Okay.
What in God's name? There's blood coming out of these women's faces.
So basically they're getting poked with, are they getting poked with needles and.
Oh, there's some bad ones. Blood. Well, there's one of Kim Kardashian with it. She says she sued him or something.
Well, I mean, her fucking whole face is bleeding. Like, is this to like a boost, like blood flow and stuff like that?
All right. All right.
Oh my God.
I tell you, if you had told me what this was, I would not have guessed this.
I was expecting some Twilight porn or some shit. You know what I mean? Like,
I thought this had to do with the really pale dude and his girlfriend from the book.
All right, don't let the name fool you. It's usually done in full light of day.
Great.
And the treatment is a combination of a microdermabrasion followed by the application of PRP, platelet-rich plasma. Hmm. The platelet-rich plasma is derived from the serum portion of the blood, which contains platelets. The platelets contain high levels of growth factors, which, when applied to the skin, will stimulate cell turnover. In layman's terms, it's a facial that essentially uses your own blood to help promote the healthy activity of your skin cells. I'll just keep going looking like an old, ugly dude.
So now I'm seeing in one of these that I'm looking at. Now, the unusual treatment is under more scrutiny than ever after two clients treated at a spa in New Mexico have tested positive for HIV.
Well, who fucking knew? You're cutting your face and bleeding all over the place.
Whoa.
Wow.
Kim Kardashian called it rough and painful.
No, sure.
Are we still talking about the vampire facial? I'm not even going after that.
Not even going to go anywhere with that one.
Wow.
She apparently could not use any of the numbing cream or painkiller because she had just found out she was pregnant before getting the procedure. Okay, you know what? If it's a facial procedure where I need painkiller.
I think the more important question we need to ask about this is how the hell did Spice know this?
That's a great question, actually.
That is a great question. So, Spice, call us on our number and leave us a voicemail, 720-443-3674. Once again, 720-443-3674. You got some splaining to do.
Look at
you. Now, I bet you if we had searched on, like, YouPorn, I do not think we would have gotten the same results.
All right, so let's move on to the voicemails, texts, and emails.
Yes, yes.
We do have one text. We didn't have any voicemails. And you just said the number, so I'm not going to make you repeat that. Yeah,
I got one more in me before the end of the night.
not going to do it. So this one came from our good friend Diskoski, this text. And it was an actual text. It did not include a picture. Because you can only imagine what he would have sent us.
I can't even imagine what he would have sent. Yes.
Worry about what he sent us for vampire facial.
Don't give him ideas.
His text says, "We've had squirt here in Arkansas since forever." That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's just updating us, I guess, on location. So we know now you can get it in the southeast.
Yeah.
There's many things you can get in Arkansas.
Yeah. Vampire facials.
Yeah.
Squirt. And this is all just at the Flying J too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
Well, that's good to know that Diskoski squirts in Arkansas. Thank you.
So to wrap up, don't forget, you can find us on Twitter at The Old Man League, and you can call or text us. I've said it several times. 720-443-3674. If you do not have this memorized by now at the end of the show, I don't know what to tell you. So once again, thanks everybody for listening. Thank you all for making this the biggest month we have had for the Old Man League podcast.
Yes.
Thank you for all the support, whether it's here for the podcast, whether it's our streams. Jammer, Rab, why don't you give us your Twitch TV addresses real quick?
Twitch.tv/Old Man Jammer.
Mine is similar. Yeah, that's it. You're a big time streamer now, though.
That's true. I'm professional.
No, I'm at, you do. So I can't wait to use them. Actually, I'm at twitch.tv/oldmanrab. R-A-B-B.
And I am. Yep. And I am on twitch.tv/Johnny Hustler. So you can check us out there. Also check out our Discord. Jesus. Gilded.
Wow.
Our gilded. I did so well tonight until now.
And gilded partnership out the door.
Wow.
We have booted Discord out the door for gilded. Check out our gilded, The Old Man League. I guess without further ado, let's call this a night. For Jammer and Rab, this is Johnny saying, stay safe, take care. We'll see you all in a couple weeks. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Old Man League. You've somehow managed to make it through another dumpster fire. Kudos. Until next time, drink responsibly. Don't touch the thermostat.